You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Yeah, for the fidelity is much better. I feel like everyone can hear it better.
It's like I can hear it, but then...
It wasn't working, was it?
No! Cocktail Corner!
Yes!
Like a sort of a soft opening Cocktail Corner.
Now, we've met before, but reintroduce yourself to us and the listeners.
Hi guys, my name's Dan from Golden Dawn.
Repping the Golden Dawn today.
Yeah. Come down here. Got a little break for an hour.
Did I see you slicing peaches?
Yeah.
That's Matt.
It's peach season, man.
Okay.
Peach season.
I don't know when things are popping off. I'm bad at that. You know, I need to get better at that. I think a lot of people do.
I just go into the shop and if they're available then season, right?
No.
Now, Dan, you're making us a Mancino Vermouth cocktail of some sort. Is the cocktail you're making tonight something that you have personally come up with?
Yeah, man. So I've been playing around this week with it. Wanted to do something super simple, super easy. You know, you can just go down to the shop, grab a bottle of Mancino, some peaches, a bit of sugar, and some water.
Just before you crack into it, when you say playing around with it, was there a very early edition that was kind of a bit sketchy and you sort of refined it?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Is that how it works? I don't proclaim to be a professional cocktail maker at all. I'm a professional cocktail drinker at this point, I think.
Oh, hell yeah. How many of these have you done? But yeah, just been playing around.
Mm.
Some are good, some are not good.
Okay.
But this one's great.
Where would you say we're at? Version, if you had to release like an update, where would we be at?
Oh, we're definitely there. This is super easy, super simple.
Version 6.8, version 7.0.
Yeah. Probably that.
That light 6.8.
That's
we'll say 5.2.
Oh, okay. 5.2. I was going to say 4.3.
But you don't even know
the one that made it. So I'll let you 5.3.
We can go with 4.3. That's right.
kick off, mate. I'll yell crap out as per.
Talk us through it.
Wonderful.
How do you build this drink?
So, really easy. You get a peach, chop the peach up, chuck it in like a glass that you can kind of shake cocktails in.
Lovely big tumbler kind of scenario, that is.
Yeah. I'm using a Boston shaker, but you can use like a coffee cup at home. Find something you can, you know,
put some Glad wrap over the top.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. You
know? What? Sounds risky, man.
Just, you know, improvising.
Yeah, use your hand, a saucepan if you're feeling funky, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, chop the peaches up.
Oh, a big muddle coming in now. Oh, that sounds great.
Great action.
Just some horror sound effects.
So yeah, muddle the peaches up. Stick a sugar cube, or just a teaspoon of sugar.
Okay, nice sugar cube going in, nice square one.
Okay, it appeared to be dry.
Oh yeah, very dry sugar cube.
Okay.
Just shove it in there.
Look, mate, I was going to leave that open and you just closed it right off, didn't you?
You know, not dosed, but at your discretion. And then
carry on. What's that you got there?
We got the Mancino Vermouth, the Bianco stuff.
The Bianco.
So it's a white wine base.
Delicious.
You know, super fresh.
We had this 2 weeks ago and I was blown away.
You're just coming to now?
Man, it's good stuff.
Hey, do we know where the peaches came from? I like asking these questions. No reason.
Well, they came from only the best peach tree in the land.
Okay, good.
The
what
number
I was
one.
Told.
This
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Is this like a surf break? You can't say where the peach trees are either.
Yeah, because there wouldn't be any peaches left.
What's his name? What does it have a name? This peach tree?
James.
Ultimo.
James.
Yeah. Okay.
He has a pager. Where are we at? Oh, the vermouth is about to go in, isn't it?
We'll go back to this cocktail.
Good.
We've got the vermouth. We're going 60 mils of that in there.
Nice pour.
Lovely.
And a little bit of lemon juice.
Okay. I think I've peeked the eye at the destination cup, which is looks like a lovely sort of terracotta pastel green, isn't it?
An aqua.
A real handmade job, that one.
A minty aqua.
The citrus has gone in.
So with a bit of lemon juice, about 20 mils, just under a shot's worth. About 60 mils of vermouth, so that's 2 shots. And that's it. Bit of peach, bit of sugar, bit of vermouth, and a bit of lemon.
I like this. Good drink, I think.
It's almost like a fruit smoothie.
Oh,
it's
secrets like a peach. Getting out. Would really like to know the name of this drink, but are we going to sort of leave that for the end? Or?
Yeah, we can say it now. I was thinking it's called Golden Peaches.
Golden Peaches.
There you go. You can sleep tonight, Sigrid.
Sorry, I thought you'd already said
Golden that. Peaches. At the Golden Dawn, of all places.
So yeah, find yourself some kind of vessel you can hit together, put some ice in it, and shake it up.
Shaking over ice. You know, it's kind of a gentle shaking action. Oh, nice. Now, is the drink served in one of these sort of goblet mugs at the Golden Door?
Oh, look at that. There's a little sunrise
on
there.
So that's my peach container.
Okay.
We are looking at. I usually put it in a wine glass.
Okay, it's going into a wine glass.
I was really hoping it was going to go into the peach container. I'm into this peach container. It's got a lovely soft bottom, that peach container, now I look.
Yeah, good pretty good.
Good for the peaches, John.
So I'm going to put the cocktail in a wine glass, just over ice. You want to strain off all the bits and pieces.
Mm. It's getting peaches. A double strain.
Yeah, otherwise you get, you know, peaches up in there.
People can get a bit about that kind of stuff. I'm more up with pulp and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking it might have been a pulpy cocktail.
Nah, nice and thin, nice and simple.
Clean.
Nice and refreshing. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Wonderful colour. Obviously a light peach.
Oh, you can probably push it to golden, John.
See, we're doing something super easy. You know, you can make it at home. You don't have to go out and spend $300 on strange syrups and bitters.
I like how you've chosen a glass that everyone's got as well.
Yeah, you've got a wine glass at home. I mean, you can chuck in a coffee mug. Really doesn't matter. You're drinking it.
I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, it does look very pretty in one of these.
And you're topping it off with a bit more...
Oh, a little secret ingredient at the end here.
So we just got a little bit of soda, sparkling water.
Spark it up. Nice.
Whatever you got around. Just 30 mils. Just one shot of that.
Yep.
In the drink, just thins it out a little bit.
And it's getting a bit of a stir.
Just going to clean my palate over here before I...
Just give it a quick stir. And one more thing.
My anticipation is actually quite high for this, I must say.
You have been staring intently.
I don't know if we've had a peach cocktail before.
Man, it's summer. Ooh, what do you mean you haven't had a peach cocktail?
Bit of mint, getting a little bit of a smack.
Yeah, so you get a bit of mint, give it a little flick.
Give it a little bit of a wake up.
Just chuck it in the glass, no point breaking it up.
That seals the deal.
And here you go, here we have it.
John's going first, I feel like.
You going first, my bro?
John's a canary.
A lot of golden ingredients, really. That Mancino vermouth is very golden. The poor drink has just turned into a teenage hand model real quick. Here we go. I reckon that sugar cube is quite important. I'm just thinking about that now. Sugar cubes are important.
You got to sweeten it up.
It's dynamite, my friend.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, the good thing about this is the Mancino is actually only...
It's really good.
Well, it's amazing. It's only 16% alcohol.
Wow.
So, you know, you could sit at the beach. You could have, you can 20, maintain. 30 odd of these all day without getting too busted.
You've got the aromatic of the mint. You've got a delicious peach flavor. It's got a nice full body.
That drink is fresh. The name of the drink again? Can I rock up a Golden Dawn and go, gimme, gimme?
Gimme, gimme?
Yeah.
You can say, gimme, gimme golden peaches.
Gimme, gimme golden peaches. Nice.
And I will give you all the golden peaches.
Very nice. Very nice. We're spoiled up here. Quick recap. What was in it?
Real easy. You got the Mancino vermouth, it's the white wine vermouth. You got a bit of fresh lemon juice, just one shot of lemon juice, two shots of vermouth, a whole peach, and one teaspoon of sugar.
I reckon this one's for the win at home.
Shake that
up. Straightforward.
Chuck a tiny bit of soda on top, and a mint. and you're away.
Imagine old mate just listening right now, there's a peach tree in the backyard. Just,
oh, hell
just,
yeah.
Just giving the old hand clasp, rubbing it around. Yeah.
Go and get yourself a bottle of Mancino Vermouth. This is the white one, the Bianco Ambrato. Very nice. Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you for having me, man.
Well, anything we need to know about the Golden Dawn? What's happening in the very near future? I see, isn't Nine Eye kicking off a show there? Somewhere? No, actually, Surfing USSR are playing there on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We've got a busy weekend.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, we've got a really busy weekend.
They're rad.
Gigs happening all weekend. And even on Sunday.
It's a busy joint.
Yeah. There's a gig happening on Sunday. It's called the Groove Sessions.
Nice.
Should be quite fun. We've got live musicians playing inside, DJs playing outside and inside.
Golden Peach cocktails flying.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be flying on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, bro.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn.